محمد اللهم صل على محمد محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Before we start anything, can I request my dear brothers to come forward because it's empty here. If you don't mind, I'll be thankful. Anybody who could come forward, inshallah. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ali.
The youths should come in the front, inshallah. Come on, the youths. This is a special place for the youths. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad
wa Ajil farajahum. First of all, I congratulate all you brothers and sisters for the birthday of Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi alafu tahiyyatu wassalam. And after that, please recite Surat al-Fatiha for your marhumin and for my marhumin and for all the marhumin, mu'min and mu'mina to be passed away till today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما هو أهله. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. ضعف امام الزمان. Everybody recite with me. إلهي عزم البلاء وبرح الخفاء وانكشف الغطاء وانقطع الرجاء وضاقت وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى وعليك المعول في الشدة والرخاء. اللهم صل على محمد الذين فرست علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم ففرج عنا بحق فرجا عاجلا قريبا كلمح البصر أهوى. يا محمد يا علي يا علي
يا محمد
يا علي يا علي
يا محمد
اكفياني فإنكما كافيان وانصراني فإنكما ناصران. يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان أدركني أدركني
أدركني
الساعة الساعة
الساعة
العجل العجل العجل.
حق محمد و آله الطاهرين
صلوات وعجل فرجهم MashaAllah, many people have come today, but salawat is very weak. If you could please recite aloud your salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Today, as I told you and you everybody know, is night of viladat of Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wa salam. So I would like to recite a hadith from Imam al-Hassan alayhi salatu wa salam. In the beginning, in which Imam al-Hassan said, "Inna hubbana latasaqutu ad-dunub," that our love finishes, cleans these sins. It's very lovely hadith. That by our love, if you love us, if anybody loves us, by our love, his sins are forgiven, his sins are cleaned. But is it just by loving, just by saying by tongue that I love Imam and my sins will be forgiven? Definitely no. What is the meaning of hub? What is the meaning of ishq? What is the meaning of love? The meaning of love is ida'a. This is what Imam is informing us. Imam is saying love is equal to ita'at. Love is equal to obedience. If you love Imam al-Hassan, Imam is saying, by our love, your sins are forgiven. But which love? Real love. Not just pretending to love Imam. Not just claiming to love Imam. No, Imam is saying, whoever loves us really. Real love means ita'a. Means whoever is loving us and following us, his sins are forgiven. And definitely his sins are forgiven because he's following Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ahlul Bayt are infallibles. When you follow the infallibles, the ma'sumeen, you will never do any sin. And definitely because of following Ahlul Bayt, your sins will be forgiven. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Today is Viladat of Imam Hassan. Now, let's talk a little bit about Imam al-Hassan because this is very important that on the birthday of every Imam, every Ma'soom, we have to talk a little bit at least about that Ma'soom. To know about our Imam, sometimes people say, I know my Imam, he's my second Imam, his name is Hassan, he's son of Imam Ali, his mother's name is Fatima Zahra, and you know, these are ordinary things which the 2 years Shia child should also know. For me and you, in our ages, we should know even more. What should we know? We should know that how did Imam lived. So we should learn from Imam and follow Imam and live like Imam Hassan. This is very important. His name is Hassan, everybody knows, even a child should know this. His father's name is Ali, his mother's name is Zahra Salamullah Alayha, his name is in Torah is Shabbar, his name is in Injil is Tab, and in different book he has different names. You know, these are ordinary things, these are important, but these are ordinary things. We should know something more, more than just his name, more than just when was he born. While this is also important for children, you know, 2 years child, 3 years child, you ask him, who's your second Imam? He says, my second Imam is Imam Hassan. His name is Shabbar in Torah. His name is Tab in Injil. And you know, these are for children. For us, what should we do? Learn how Imam lived. So we should also live like Imam. Now look, now inshallah we look on different parts of Imam's life. The first one, Imam used to respect the poor. There are two things. Once you help the poor, the second, you respect the poor. تَحْتَرِمْ الْفُقَرَىٰ. How? It's been narrated once, Imam Hassan was in the mosque, and a few people were with Imam Hassan, and they were talking with Imam and asking some questions for Imam al-Hassan. Now when questions finished, Imam wanted to get up and leave the mosque and go back to his home. At the same time, when Imam decided to get up and leave the mosque and go back to home, a poor man entered the mosque. Imam sat back on his place. Imam sat down back on his place. Why, O my master? Imam said, because if I would have left the mosque, most of the people, all the people would have left with me. Because they were with me, they were talking with me. And when I leave the mosque, all the people will leave the mosque. And this poor man will feel that everybody left the mosque because the poor man entered the mosque. Allahu Akbar. Imam said, I sat back, for what to respect this poor man. And after a few minutes, after a few while, Imam again said, okay, now I want to go back. Allahu Akbar. But what we do sometimes? Oh, you know what, that poor guy has come, let's run away from here. Are we real follower of Imam? Unfortunately, we have to say no. We are pretending, we are saying that yes, we are follower of Imam, but we should be real followers of Imam. Now let's go more. It's been narrated that Imam, as he used to respect the poor, he also used to help the poor. He used to help a lot. Many poor came to Imam and Imam helped them. Now look, this is very lovely narration. It's been narrated that once a poor man came to Imam and he seeked help. He said, oh my master, help me, I need your help. Imam was in itikaf, and in another narration, Imam was in his tawaf. Imam left his tawaf, Imam left his itikaf, and went and helped that guy. Ibn Abbas said, oh my master, you are in itikaf. Why are you leaving your itikaf? The first and second day is not wajib. The last day of itikaf is fasting wajib, and it's wajib day. So Imam said, going and helping a poor man who needs my help is more than hundreds etikaf, is more than this tawaf. Somebody needed my help and I went to help him. Look how important. Now think, look at yourself. How many times we have helped poor people? Many times we are free, we can go and help somebody, but I don't know if we really go and help. Now there's another lovely narration in regarding helping Imam, the poor people. Once a poor man came to Imam. Now learn from Ahlul Bayt. As I told you, in these days, especially the days of birthdays or shahadas of Imams, we come and learn, we listen about Ahlul Bayt and we try to learn about Ahlul Bayt. Once what happened, Imam Hassan was sitting in the mosque and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam also was sitting beside Imam Hassan. A poor man came and he said, ya Imam Hassan, I need your help, please help me. According to narrations, Imam Hassan gave 100 dirham to that guy, to that poor man. Now that poor man went to Imam Hussein. Now mostly what we do, for example, you are sitting with your brother and your brother has helped the poor. If he again comes to you, we say, Agha Alan Azim Gerefti Dige, you've taken from my brother. Why are you coming back to me? Oh, go, we've given to you. Most of the time we do like this, okay? My brother has given to the poor, he has helped my brother and I don't help him again. I say, go, my brother has given to you. But now learn from Ahlul Bayt. What are Ahlul Bayt doing? Two lovely points. The first thing, Imam Hassan gave 100 dirham. The second lovely point, Imam Hussein gave 99 dirham. It's lovely. Imam Hassan gave 99 dirham. What does it mean? He said, in respect of my brother, I gave 99 dirham. Because my brother gave 100 dirham, I want to give less than my brother. But what we do, if for example, my brother is giving $100 to the mosque, and I understand that my brother has given $100, I say, okay, let me give more than my brother. So now here we don't give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather we are competing with our brother, we'll give $200. You know, sometimes it happens. Most of the time when I go somewhere, they said that we want to collect a fund for the mosque, so we want to collect this fund between the speech, before you start the masail, and after you finish the speech. I said, why? They said, because, you know, 100 people are in the mosque, 100 people are in the Husseiniya, and one man gives $10, the second one looks at him, he says, okay, he's giving $10, I'll give $20. The third one gives $100, so this is how we collect more fund for the mosque at this time. And when we go individually to everybody, at that time, sometimes we see that everybody is giving $10 because he's not looking at his brother. And this is wrong. Every act should be for the sake of God. Whenever we do, whenever we give anything to anybody, that should be for the sake of God. Now we've learned two things. If your brother has helped somebody and he's come to seek help from you, you also help him. And respect your brother. If he is given 100, you give 99. Allahu Akbar. Now we are learning many things from the life of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. That Ahlul Bayt are an ideal for us. You know, we alhamdulillah, we say that, as I told you, we love Ahlul Bayt, but we should be one of the real lovers of Ahlul Bayt. Not just listen the stories and forget it. Most of the time the same thing happens. We listen the stories and then we forget it. If you're feeling hot, so we can switch on the cooler.
Maybe if brother's feeling hot.
Okay, I'll switch on the cooler. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad
wa ajjil farajahum. So we have to learn from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. Ahlul Bayt are uswa for us, are ideal for us. We have to learn from them. Now let's see more things in life of Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wa salam. It's been narrated that once Imam al-Hassan saw that one man is eating food, and he's eating one morsel, and he's giving one morsel to the dog. Pay attention. Imam Hassan saw that a man is eating a morsel, and he's giving a morsel to the dog. He's eating food, or he's eating, for example, one date, and giving one date to the dog. Eating one banana, giving one banana to the dog, for example. So now Imam went forward, and Imam asked him, why are you doing this? You are eating one morsel, and giving one morsel to the dog. What is the reason? Why are you doing like this? Huh? Now the man said, oh my master, I'm giving one morsel to this dog. I'm giving one morsel to this animal. Because when I'm eating and he's looking at me, I'm feeling shy that I'm eating and somebody is hungry in front of me. And when he heard, when Imam heard this sentence from him, Imam said, okay, who are you? He said, I'm servant of such and such guy. Imam went and bought him from him, because at that time people were used to buy servants, and they used to sell servants, as we have fasting. If you break your fast, we have narration that if you break your fast, you free a servant. So at that time there were servants, people used to buy servants and sell servants. So Imam went to the owner of this servant, and Imam bought him, and Imam freed him. Imam said, you are free. And then Imam bought the orchard of that servant where he was working, and he also bestowed that orchard to that servant. Why? Because Imam said, I love your sentence. You said very good thing to me. You said, I feel shy when I'm eating and somebody else is hungry in front of me. Now you and we all, how many times it happened that we are eating, and our brothers in Bahrain, our brothers in, for example, Iraq, our brothers in many countries are dying of hunger, and we didn't even think of them. This means our Imam is not happy from us. Imam becomes happy from us when we think about others. You know, we have to learn things from these stories. These are not just stories to tell your children. No, these are the stories which we should listen and learn something from it. Imam said, oh, you said this sentence that you feel shy, that you are eating something and somebody's hungry in front of you. That's why you are giving a morsel to this dog. So Imam bought him and freed that servant, and also bought an orchard for him and gave it to him. Allahu Akbar. So if we are real lover of Ahlul Bayt, we also, as we are thinking about ourselves, we also should think about other Muslims, other mu'mineen, other human beings who are in problems, in troubles. Again, the second point which we learn from here, Imam encouraged this man. It's a lovely point. He did something good. He was doing something good, eating one morsel and giving one morsel to the animal. So Imam Hassan bought him and freed him, and also gave him an orchard. Why? To encourage him. This is a lovely point. We have to learn from Ahlul Bayt. When somebody is doing good deed, we have to encourage him. But what we do in our society most of the time, we see somebody is doing good deed after many times he's done bad thing. Now for the first time he's doing some good thing, we say, oh, mashallah. We start mocking him. We start saying bad things to him and dishearten him. For example, somebody didn't keep beard. For the first time, he's keeping beard. Now what we do, instead of saying, mashallah, good thing that you are keeping beard, we say, you are becoming Maulvi Sahab. You are putting beard, you are keeping beard. So we start disheartening him instead of encouraging him. A woman was not doing hijab. After 30 years, 40 years, now, for example, she heard a hadith and she's starting hijab. So instead of encouraging her, saying, mashallah, you're doing good job, we say, so now you've also joined the muhajjabat. We condemn, we disheart those people. Imam is saying, don't disheart. If somebody is doing good act, even if it's first time he's doing this good act, encourage him. It's been narrated that once one of the servants of Imam came to Imam, and she gave a flower to Imam, and Imam freed her. Why? Because Imam says, she did a favor to me, and I'm also doing a favor to her, encouraging her to do good deeds. And most of the time what we do, we don't encourage each other. Let me give you a story, lovely story. A father gave $5 to his son on the day of Eid or any other time, pocket money or something else. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli
A father gave $5 to his children, to his son. The son went out and he saw a hungry man and he bought food for that hungry man. And he came back. His father asked him, "What did you buy for yourself? I gave you $5. The son said, "Oh my dad, I went out and I saw a poor guy and he was hungry. I bought food for him." So sometimes some parents say, "Hey, what are you doing, boy? If you keep going like this, you know, you'll end up becoming poor." But Ahlul Bayt are teaching us, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaluha." If your son has given $5, encourage him and tell him, good job, dear son. Mashallah, you've helped a poor. Okay, this is $10 gift for you. Now from this lesson, he will learn that if I help, Allah will help me. There's a very lovely story of an alim, of a student, talib ilm, talabe. He said, "I was living in Faizia. Faizia is a school beside Haram of Bibi Masuma in city of Qom, the city of knowledge." He said, "I was in my room, I was studying there and I was also staying there. It was hostel and school or both together. So I said, I was in Faizia and once I had 5 riyal. You know, riyal is a kind like cent. I had 5 cent. Let me give you an example in your own currency so you don't get confused. He said, I had 5 cent. And I thought that, okay, I'll go and buy a bread for myself and inshallah something else and inshallah I'll eat a good dinner tonight. He said, I just thought this. Suddenly somebody knocked my door and he said, if you could help me, I need 5 riyal, 5 cents. I said, okay, I have, I'll give it to him. I was thinking I'll sleep in hunger, but I said, no problem, at least I have helped somebody. He said, okay. I went to sleep, again somebody else knocked. And he said, I was passing by your room, I thought to give 5 tuman, means $5, 5 cents, $5. I thought to give $5 to you as a gift. He said, okay, no problem. He's giving him a gift. Thank you very much. And he said, I remember the verse, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaluha." If you give $1, Allah will give you $10. He gave 50 cents, Allah gave him $5. He said, okay, I was very happy that I'll go and now I will eat good, you know, dinner. And I was thinking, again, another guy came on my door and he knocked and he said, if you could help me and give me $5. He didn't know that I have $5, but I said, okay, no problem, I'll give it to him. And I slept in hunger. He said the next day in the morning when I was going to the Haram of Bibi Masuma salamullahi alayha, a man came and he said, I want to give $50 to you. And he gave me $50. And I again remember that verse, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaluha." I gave 50 cents, Allah gave me $5. I gave $5 and Allah gave me $50. Now he said, this is a good business to start. Now what will happen, if somebody will ask $50, I will immediately give it to him. And he said, now my intention was changed. Now somebody came and he asked, do you have $50 to give me, means 50 tuman? And I immediately gave it to him, but I didn't get anything. Why? Because his intention was changed. So this is very important. First of all, you have to encourage people, encourage your children if they are doing some good deeds. And if, for example, they are helping a poor, $5 he's giving, give him $10. But the intention should be for the sake of God. This student said, I gave 5 riyal or 5 tuman and others for the sake of God, so Allah gave me. But when my intention was changed to start a business with Allah, so then what happened? I didn't get that money back. So we have to learn from the life of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Because we have other subjects also. And also we have to deliver in Arabic. The clock is here, please put it here so I could see it easily. So, inshallah, just one narration about the life of...